In the days before the annual address, President Obama has been highlighting his domestic successes, flying around the United States and, in a largely unprecedented move, giving previews of the announcements he will make in the areas of jobs, housing, cybersecurity, and education. But the terrorist attacks in France are a sobering reminder for the president that the fight against extremists is far from over and remains at the top of his global agenda.
In the streets of Paris, the world's seen once again what terrorists stand for. They have nothing to offer but hatred and human suffering. And we stand for freedom and hope and the dignity of all human beings. And that's what the city of Paris represents to the world. And that spirit will endure forever, long after the scourge of terrorism is banished from this world.
Mr. Obama in 2014 launched a bombing campaign and sent in U.S. troops to help combat Islamic State militants. But that fight, he has said, will take years. The legacy he will want to talk about is more likely to be his effort for a deal to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons. Analyst Larry Korb, who served as Mr. Obama's campaign foreign policy advisor, says the president sees more reason to focus on domestic issues than global matters.
He'll talk about, you know, those issues, but I think he recognized that, you know, we got to get strong at home before we can be strong in the world.
Relations with Russia have been at a low point since the invasion of Ukraine, but do not expect too much focus on what the administration is finding to be an especially complex relationship. That became apparent Wednesday when the Russians assisted U.S. astronauts during an emergency aboard the International Space Station.
Everybody's upset about the Russians in Ukraine. Who saved our astronauts today? Up in space, the Russians. Okay. So we need the Russians. They helped us get stuff in and out of Afghanistan. So, yeah, you're not happy with them, you know, in Ukraine. So it's not like, gee, we ought to have a strategy that's anti-Russian. No. We need the Russians, and we worked with them in a couple of areas.
Among the foreign policy successes for Mr. Obama to highlight, a landmark climate change deal with China, and the deployment of hundreds of U.S. troops to fight Ebola in West Africa. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.